what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
And now a star is born. On May 17th, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Bob Saget.
Okay, one more push, Mom, and you are gonna have a full house. And, oops, I dropped him. Hey, anyone get that on home video?
Bob Saget, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. A male suspect now in custody in Portland, Oregon. Armed with a gun, he was subdued, then disarmed by a high school staff member near that school's tennis courts. Unclear if the suspect attends the school, but students were bussed off campus to be reunited with their parents. A nearby middle school also on lockdown. The pregnant victim's family says it's like something out of a horror movie. Chicago prosecutor James Murphy giving a graphic description of the brutal murder of 19-year-old Marlon Ochoa Lopez, strangled then...
Defendant Clarissa took a knife and sliced open the victim's abdomen from side to side. Defendant Clarissa then removed the umbilical cord, the placenta, and the baby.
The baby then placed in a bucket, not expected to survive. The victim's body dumped in a trash can. Three suspects in custody. This is Fox News.
What a couple of grotesque stories. The school shooting that took place at that STEM school in Colorado earlier this week was committed by one virulent anti-Trump kid and a transgender student.
Yep.
And you didn't hear much about that, did you?
No, they put the kibosh on that in a hurry.
No, if it's not useful to the narrative, they make it go away, just like Notre Dame burning down. I haven't heard anything.
Nope.
I didn't either.
It just went away. This is frightening, the level at which news can still be manipulated, because they're all working together. They may be on different networks, but they're all on the same page. Right. Hey, that sounded profound.
We never got a real answer about the Vegas shooting. It all just kind of, they put a little BS on us for a little bit.
Only people like Terry Adams are actually still looking into that and asking questions. And by the way, don't forget Clearing the Air at 7:30 tonight on News Talk 93.1 FM. Yeah, there's a lot about that that smells to high heaven. And you don't hear jack stuff about it. When they want it to go away, like this STEM school shooting by an anti-Trump kid and a transgender student, well, we're certainly not going to go with any story that's going to make them look bad.
That's right.
Because anti-Trump people are normal. Here's a story. Today, I guess Joe Biden was visiting a butt buddy up in New Hampshire, because he's got a lot of those. And here's a quote. When I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
Really?
That ought to make everybody shout hallelujah. Right.
What is wrong with these people?
He's a maroon.
What is wrong with the group of clapping seals that gathered to hear that and thought, I can't wait. Trump actually had a second round of tax cuts he was going to pitch, but of course, the Democrats in Congress are not interested in
right.
less they want more. And you got to wonder just how effing dumb, especially these states up north. For example, in New Hampshire, households there would lose their tax cut, a 25.2% tax cut on average. They want to give that money back. You know what the sad thing is? Because they're so good at distracting you with Game of Thrones and all this other horse nonsense that these people, some of them won't know that they lost their tax cut until they get a paycheck with less money.
Exactly right.
What happened? Well, we elected Joe Biden, and he's promised to, you know, rescind the... that's frightening.
Well, that was the same thing with Obama and the little health care deal. People like me, we knew it was coming, but didn't know how it was going to affect us until you got your first check that year. And you went, hey, what the heck happened? Why had all this money coming out? Oh, now I'm paying for other people's insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, we had that. Not only did we feel that here, but in order to provide health insurance for us, every year it's a battle between the company the insurer on getting the best benefit for the most reasonable amount of money, and they've literally made it unaffordable. When I started here, we paid $100 a month, maybe $150 bi-monthly, for a policy that covered everything and with only a $500 deductible. The deductible is now $2,200. The premiums push the company to the point where they have to get real creative. How are we going to provide this?
Yeah. Well, and
that's Obamacare. And now they want to take it to the next level and really, really gouge people.
That's what I don't understand. Where is my money going?
Well, your guess is as good as mine.
Plane to Iran?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that I don't know that that expenditure was authorized by anybody.
No.
They just loaded up a jumbo jet with $150 billion and sent it to the largest sponsor of state terrorism or of terrorism in the world. And the media had nothing to say.
Well, leave it on the runway and leave. You know, just leave my cash.
Where they just chant in the streets. God, you know, it's one of the most amazing lessons for people when you see what a backwards Stone Age nation the mullahs over there have made Iran today.
Hell yeah.
When you look at the 70s.
Yep.
They were totally westernized.
Completely.
Bell-bottom pants, flowered shirts, just like the big pansy.
Afghanistan was the same way. It was welcoming westerners.
Yeah.
We lived in Turkey about that time in the late 70s, early 80s. And then you saw a big change.
And now we've got people like Rashida Tlaib in leading a session of the House days after she talked about how she uses the Holocaust because it has a calming effect. All those dead Jews, that makes you feel good. We've lost our minds. And the other one, Ilhan Omar, she's been kind of quiet lately. Maybe somebody got to her, I don't know. But there's somebody, when she smiles, that's when my flesh crawls.
It's horrible.
Because I know what's behind that smile.
Right, and that's exactly right.
Mike's on the line. Mike, good afternoon.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you getting?
All right. You know.
Yeah, I know it. So I had a little story to share really quickly with you about health insurance.
Yes.
I was offered a position in Florida doing exactly what I do here. I pay about $600 a month for Blue Cross Blue Shield for a family plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's two children and a wife. Down in Florida, it would be $385 a week.
Ooh,
so
wow.
$1,540 for the exact same plan with a $7,000 deductible.
Wow.
Holy tamale.
Yeah, that's good health care for everybody.
Exactly. And I thought, this has got to be some kind of mistake. Surely I'm reading this incorrectly. And I do research, and apparently Florida's one of the biggest. But, I mean, it's ridiculous even here for what you get. But just wanted to kind of share, at least we're, you know, in Alabama doing a little bit better. Than our friends to the south.
I'm glad to hear that, man. It's and where's all that money going? It wasn't required prior to Obamacare. Now it is. And everybody's premiums are going up. The only people that are benefiting are the people that continue to suck society's big boob.
Yep.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's a shame, Greg, because it was a good offer. a lot more than I make now, and I'd be down on the coast, but it's, you know, the insurance makes it a pay cut. So let me tell you something.
The way I live here, the house I own, my commute to work, the expenses associated with all of that, I figure the cost of living here to be about a third of what it would be in Florida. And Florida has no state income tax.
Right.
But buy a house.
That's right.
And see what it costs annually.
What it costs.
Oh, yeah.
And your commute.
You're right. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you guys. That's good.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, the commute, the gas.
I will take Alabama. I love it. I drive to work twice a day. It takes about 40 minutes for the whole entire day's commute. And rarely, you know, am I slowed down. I can fill my Jack Ingram signature Nissan Rogue on Sunday, and it gets me more than through the whole week.
That's good.
It's great. And our house would cost $1 million in any non-kill zone in South Florida. Sure, I'd love to be closer to Goose. We just got her into a place, and it wasn't easy. It was not easy. She makes a nice living, but with real estate taxes and everything else down there, and we got her much closer to work, too.
That's good.
Which is great.
That's really
benefit.
Good.
I'm going down there the end of June, somewhere around the end of June, and we'll have a little bit.
You going to bring something for the possum?
Oh, berries and dogsters for Bella. She loves those frozen treats. She goes crazy. If you own a business or have any type of industrial complex, the first impression you make on people is when they come to your office and how it looks on the outside. Just to let you know, you owe it to yourself to get a great result at the best possible price. So if you have not called John Cato and gotten an estimate on maintaining your property, you're shortchanging yourself. 202-8760. They do all types of property. Now, one reason they can give you a great result at an excellent price is they don't maintain an office. So call that number, and if they don't answer, just leave a message, and they will get back to you ASAP. That's 202-8760 for J&S Professional Landscaping at 514. We'll see how the roads are doing.
Montgomery Skywatch moving into our Friday afternoon rush hour. If you're on I-85 northbound in the downtown area, you're about to slow down quite quickly. We do have a problem. It's in the median around Forest Avenue and Mulberry Street, so be careful there. There are authorities on the scene. The rest of I-85 looks pretty good north and southbound. Also, no problems on I-65 this afternoon. The boulevard's still packed with traffic, and it's very congested around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and the interstate, and all the way out to the Wetumpka Highway. If you're headed out of town on the 31s. There's lots of folks rolling with you. Just be careful. Watch the traffic around you, and let's get our weekend started safely. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Wasn't there something else with that?
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On Facebook, I posted the story about Candace Owens. Facebook suspends conservative star Candace Owens for stating facts that liberal policies, let me get the rest of that, promote fatherless homes. And they, accidentally suspended her today.
Right.
But I put the comment with it. This is what needs to be said. God forbid a person of color holds an opinion not approved by fascist book.
That's right.
Last I checked, though, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't give a rat's ass what I say. Here's Master Thespian.
Hey, a great big warhawk. You guys.
Back
on a
at you.
Yeah. Well, we're in summer classes now, so things are a little quieter on campus. You were talking about the cost of living. My wife and I love to watch those shows on the Home and Garden Network, like the house hunting and all that, and we're routinely shocked at how expensive. You know, a house that would be $100,000 here in Montgomery was like $500,000 or $750,000. We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's true. Cost of living here is much, much less. So we just need to enjoy it and don't complain so much. Just enjoy what you got.
I hope you have a request.
I do. I don't know if you played it yet, but I'd love to have some rub, some bacon on it.
All right.
Along with a little side of Jim Gaffigan comedy you're talking about.
We haven't done that for a while, so I will happily comply at the end of this break for you.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
And big war hug goodbye. That's got to hurt. East of the Rockies.
Hey, listen, I've got to mirror that. Alabama is a great place. I mean, it'll make me get my guitar and play Sweet Home Alabama all day long. I love this place. I don't want to hear anybody run it down. I do have a request, though. If you would play me some stand-up, I want to hear some cheerful for the weekend.
Well, you've got it coming up with Jim Gaffigan.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks a lot.
Right Rosie, at the end
I love
spring.
You.
Love you, too.
Well, no, that's really something you two
yes.
should.
Rosie, you got some traffic?
We all love you, Rosie. That's not breaking news.
It's nice to be loved. I have a traffic report.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Headed south on I-65 right before the Fairview exit, there is a ladder in the middle lane.
That's the second time this week.
Tie your ladders down, people.
Hey, secure your load.
That's why whenever I see one of those trucks with a ladder on top, I get the hell out of the way ASAP. It is 517. Here's your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Ellis Heskew. Changes may be on the horizon for the state school board. Thursday, the Senate voted unanimously 30-0 in favor of a bill that would replace the current elected state school board with a board appointed by the governor. Senator Del Marsh authored the bill and says it would be a step in the right direction for education in Alabama. Mayor Strange announced today the city's bike share program will roll out this summer in Montgomery. 10 Pace parking stations with a fleet of about 50 Pace bikes will be here in July. The stations will span prominent locations throughout Montgomery's downtown area. Law enforcement agencies from around the state come together every year for the Alabama Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. The officers ran today from the Crampton Bowl Multiplex to the steps of the state capitol. The Special Olympics Games will be tomorrow at Troy University. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew on Alabama News Network, CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just like a typical summer situation, an isolated storm somewhere in the area is certainly possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90, a little bit more humidity. High in the upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chance of an isolated storm towards Sunday evening and Sunday night, and scattered thunderstorms will be around from time to time Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
You know, Rich, you'll always be
adorable,
but you become less so when the temperatures start passing the 90 mark. Got to be honest with you, buddy. Joining us on the phone, somebody we talk to two mornings a week. He helps us with our Morning Maroon nominees on Tuesday and Thursday, but he runs a great business. The man who has helped me plant 24 tomato plants that are looking stronger every day, as Chicago once said. Please welcome Randy Burkhalter to our phone this afternoon. Hey, Randy.
Good afternoon, folks.
We're happy to get you on here to talk about your big event.
Yeah, we got a little spring fling going on here tomorrow, and I just wanted to go over the events we got going on. It'd be a lot of fun for families and kids and everybody. We're going to have a little backyard chicken seminar starting about 10:30.
Backyard Chickens 101, it says on your flyer. I put the flyer on my Facebook page so people would see it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
What a good hobby. I mean, for kids, or a family, you know, and plus you get fresh eggs out of it. You share those eggs with family and friends. It's kind of like garden. You share your tomatoes.
Yes, definitely.
And is it not very rewarding and pleasurable to share your hard work and fruits of your labor with your friends and family. It's just a really great thing. And we're, as a matter of fact, we're going to have a little beginning gardening seminar. Starts about 12, and we're going to have a beekeeping seminar. The buzz on beekeeping. Yeah, we're going to do that about 1 o'clock. And going to have a little bluegrass band playing some gospel music. Going to have food. And we're going to end it with a rabies clinic from 1 to 3. And we do it a little different here. We're going to have it drive-through style. You don't even have to get out of your car. Just roll the dog right up to the doctor.
I was there for one of those. Shot. And that's really cool how that works.
Yes, sir. And look at it on our Facebook page, and it'll kind of go into detail with time there.
But, yeah, I have the flyer and the schedule on my page as well, if you didn't have a chance to jot down what Randy was talking about, so you can be there at the specific time where they're going to be focusing on something that's of interest to you. Randy, since you're here, you give the best description of where people can find Prattville Farm Center, so go ahead.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That's about a third of a mile just south of the uptown McDonald's. We're on the right-hand side, kind of off down in a hole, but you can find us across from Pig Enterprises. And our normal hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, Saturday, normal hours are 7 to 2, but tomorrow we're going to be here to 7 to 4 since we got some activities going on. Hey, the Autauga County Master Gardeners will be here to help folks with plants, answer questions. It's just going to be a family fun day. Y'all come on out here.
We appreciate the invite. And here's the deal. You know, have Eddie Bader find you a house and then go see Randy so you can put a nice garden back there.
I can do it.
Or whatever else you want to plant. They've got it all at Prattville Farm Center. Get my best.
And Greg, Miss Tammy says hello.
I was just going to say, tell that beautiful wife of yours I said hi.
Thank you,
my friend.
Y'all take care, brother.
All right, 523 Prattville Farm Center. And if you want more information, go to my page and just scroll down till you see the flyer.
I have another traffic report.
What is going on out there?
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Derek M. called it in, 85 North, about mile marker 19, moving about 5 miles per hour. So if you're on your way to Tallahassee, it's going to be a slow ride.
Slow ride. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Greg, I got a request in, too. Today is my daughter-in-law's birthday, so my son requested that we play the birthday song.
Oh,
should we do
yay.
That now?
Yeah.
Yes. And what is the name?
Robin Smith Bader, my number one daughter-in-law. Out of all my daughter-in-laws, she's my favorite.
So we're singing Robin.
Robin, okay. Robin. Are we all ready?
All across the land, they're singing happy birthday to you.
Oh, oh my.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Robin.
The Bacon Spectacular is next.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway?
Hey! Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of 4 select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Hiring?
Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I'll just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon! Not many ways to prepare bacon. You can either fry it or get botulism. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. Really, the only bad part about bacon is it makes you thirsty for more bacon. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it. Here's your 2 strips of bacon. I want more! More bacon! Whenever you're at a brunch buffet and you see that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, don't you almost expect a rainbow to be coming out of it? I found it! I found the source of all bacon! That bacon tray is always at the end of the buffet. You regret all the stuff on your plate. What am I doing with all this worthless fruit? I should have waited. If I had known you were here, I would have waited. I would eat only you, bacon.
Left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Call that the Bacon Spectacular on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Thank you, Master Thespian, for requesting that on All Request Friday, and a big Warhawk thank you to you. At 5:33, lots going on the roads this afternoon. We're going to catch up to all of that insanity in just a moment, but an old friend's on the phone here, Kenny from Maxwell. What's up, buddy?
How you doing there, Greg?
Oh,
yeah.
You know. Usual.
Yeah, I know it's kind of late to call. You know, now that they, you know, they're playing that song, Rub Some Bacon on It. I remember you had, I think it was you that had a interview with the guys from the Biscuits, and they were talking about some of the food they were going to use this year is going to be bacon themed.
Yes.
Now, that would be a perfect song to play in the background when they serve bacon wrapped around whatever it's wrapped around.
You know, if the left really wants to push the envelope on this country, try and take the bacon away.
Oh, I dare you.
That's right.
There will be blood.
That will be the last. That'll be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
And how are you doing, Joey?
Joey is just
I'm doing great.
And I'm sorry. I know the young lady's name. I can't think of it.
Rosie. And
okay,
Eddie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Eddie's here too.
Oh, Eddie Bader's there.
Yes.
Yes.
It's better with Bader. Oh,
that is very good. That's fantastic. Well, if there's any time left and nobody's requested this, I always like the song "The Man."
The Man?
The Man.
The Man.
He's the Man.
We played.
Oh, we played that already. Yeah.
Oh.
Is there
oh
a second favorite that we can...
Let me see. The Mom Song.
The Mom Song. The Song for Moms. Okay, that one we can do.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kenny. Same to you. Let's see. Just lining up my ducks here now. We had a request for Anatomy of a Beatdown.
Yes.
That has some... connection to Miss
Eddie
Hayes.
And Joey, yep. And Emily.
Okay.
How much we love Emily. love.
I'm
Emily.
Not the one who labeled
shut
her
up, Joey.
Anything.
Love Emily.
Shaving right, cream, Eddie. We have that coming up.
Yes, Marianne requested that.
And you So you had a Don Duncan story?
Yes, yes. I had to go to Don Duncan yesterday because my oil pressure light came on.
Ruh-roh.
And it freaked me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to get my car serviced anyway, so I went into the Bell Road location.
That's a great group of guys
and,
out there.
Yep, and Chris was the one who took care of me, and they were wonderful. They changed my tires, aligned, gave me an alignment, replaced my windshield wipers, and my rear brake pads.
Wow.
And then gave it the safety inspection. And, of course, vacuumed it before I got in it. And it was better when I got in it than it had been before I got there.
You know, it's nice to know you've got a place that, it's like Montgomery Paint and Body when it comes to ethics. They're so thorough and honest. And again, if you need an accommodation with Don Duncan, if you're having new tires put on but you don't have time to wait, or you need your car serviced but you got to get to the office, they'll take you where you need to go and pick you up and get you back with your car. And all you have to do, and the kind of people that listen to this show are not the kind that ask for favors generally, but sometimes you need to do that. And I'm just here to remind you one more time, it's okay.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, at all three locations on Bell Road where Rosie went. That's just north of Vaughan. 408 Madison downtown. If you work for the government, it couldn't be any more convenient for you. And in twice a day, Millbrook.
Yeah.
They've got a location now on Highway 14 right behind the McDonald's. 537 has been a bear of an afternoon on the roads.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
As we roll through the middle of our Friday afternoon rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on Vaughan Road. It's just west of Perry Hill Road, so be careful there. We also have an accident on the boulevard at Woodley Square, so watch out there. That's an accident with injury. Emergency vehicles responding in that area. The boulevard is moving along like you would expect on a Friday afternoon. It's real congested at most of the major intersections, so be careful. If you're on the interstate, 65 is moving along pretty well. We still see a slowdown in the downtown area on I-85, so watch out for the traffic around you there. And the Atlanta Highway is busy all the way from the downtown area to Eastdale Mall and then on past there to Taylor Road. And Taylor Road has its usual traffic jams all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, so let's be careful and get our weekend started right. Begin your new career now. May 21st is the last day to register for the summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. The College for Real Careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Just like a typical summer situation, an isolated storm somewhere in the area is certainly possible. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high around 90, a little bit more humidity. High in the upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chance of an isolated storm towards Sunday evening and Sunday night, and scattered thunderstorms will be around from time to time Monday. Then a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Quick reminder, we just heard Rich Thomas talk about a return to the 90s and perhaps higher than that. If you've done nothing to guarantee that you're comfort system is ready to endure what's coming its way for the long, hot summer, call Clark's at 277-2125. Get a membership, because with that membership for $159, you get two annual tune-ups to your system. If you were buying those a la carte, so to speak, they would cost a lot more than $159 just for a checkup. You get two with your Clark's Club membership, plus the guarantee of priority service if something goes wrong. Because if you come home to a house that's 90 degrees, because something went wrong while you were at work, you don't want to know about tomorrow or the next day. You want to know about now and who's going to be there to restore the chill to your household there. That's Clark's, 277-2125. They also have the best plumbers on the planet. So you got you covered on the infrastructure of your house with people that not only are the best at what they do, but they're amazing human beings. And you'll pick up on that the first time they perform a service for you. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
You'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By request. Welcome to Anatomy of a Beatdown, where we dissect and report on an assault that occurred on August 24th at 7:10 a.m. on News Talk 93.1. We open with Emily setting up Jay for a smart-ass remark.
I am just so dumb.
You're a girl.
That was the smart-ass remark. In case you couldn't hear it, right after Emily said, "I am so dumb," Jay said, "You are a girl."
I actually said that, not Jay.
Oh, jeez.
The hardest hit.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody have a Richter scale?
Wow.
Here, Emily blames Jay for making her hit him.
Don't even try.
Then, feeling guilty, Emily apologizes.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It did leave a mark.
That was Rich admiring Emily's handiwork and thinking, I hope this doesn't smack me.
I had to. I've never heard one that loud.
Rescue 98, we have a possible fracture.
I'm sorry.
Once again, Emily projects blame on her victim.
If you wouldn't be rude, it wouldn't happen.
I never touched you.
Your words touch my soul and they hurt.
If this continues,
then that's why I hit you.
Our new call letters will be WAMSH.
What? Tune in next time for Anatomy of a Beatdown on WAMSH. I mean, WACV.
I was sitting right here and I heard the whole thing, and you couldn't replicate that with a sound effect. It was that loud.
Is that when Jay hurt his shoulder and he had to start going to...
No, okay. That was different. No. Mike's on the phone. Mike, what can you do for you on All Request Friday on News Talk?
Well, I'm coming into Montgomery. I just passed the backup on 85 North. It's 2 miles long, and there's nothing there but a tow truck and a bus.
A tow truck and a bus.
And the backup 2 miles long.
Wow. Okay, and that's around mile marker 19 headed towards Tallahassee, correct?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything that we can play to make your drive-in more enjoyable?
Yeah, play something by Van Morrison.
You got it. I'll see what we got. We did get a request for a shaving cream.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Barreling headfirst towards the Joey Clark Radio Hour at 6. I had a request for Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison, but I checked. We don't have Brown Eyed Girl, but we do have Brownies of Death.
A councilman from Dearborn, Michigan is outraged over a 911 call. He wants to know why no charges have been filed against a police officer who admits to confiscating marijuana from suspects and then baking it in brownies. And once he and his wife were full and high, they thought they'd overdosed and called 911.
This story's great.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm having an overdose and so is my wife.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it. Can you please send rescue?
Did you guys have fever or anything?
Idiots. No, I'm just, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know, we made brownies, and I think we're dead. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Well, instead of being charged, Prilla.
Sorry.
Instead of being charged, the police department let the officer resign. His wife was not charged either. So far, police officials have not commented on the case.
Now, how do you follow a story like that?
With this.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
It's a long way till Monday, so I put it on Facebook now, but it's an early nominee for Monday's Morning Maroon. This happened in Dania, a city I spent quite a bit of time in when I lived in South Florida. There's a high life fronton. I never understood how they played that game.
I saw it. Oof.
Yeah.
Fast.
It is. But they bet on it. I guess they still do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
The only time I was in a high life fronton was when I got to judge the Miami Dolphin cheerleading tryouts in the early 80s.
Duh. Poor guy.
Yeah. You know who I did that with? Rosie would know. June Taylor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was the one who orchestrated all those dancing sequences for Jackie Gleason way back.
Oh.
I was just a tot then. I don't have any memory of that. I just heard stories. This happened at a Dollar General. So you can picture yourself. You're at a Dollar General here in Montgomery. You're standing behind a woman, and all of a sudden, No, it was bigger than that. So, according to Broward Sheriff's Office report, 37-year-old Shanetta Yvette Wilson of Dania Beach was standing at the Dollar General when she cut the cheese audibly. John Walker was standing in line behind Wilson and had the audacity to complain about her fart, though it is unknown what specifically was so offensive. Aside from how loud it was, Walker may have simply taken issue with the act of farting itself and his close proximity to it. The matter of the fart smell, of which the Broward County Sheriff's Office report makes no mention, it could be a stench that emanated from the offended customer's complaint, or rather from the ghosts, the rotten ghosts of the woman's last few meals. Perhaps Walker heard the fart and was unhappy at the prospect of being saturated with foul memories of hot wings and tacos past.
People are just unbelievable.
Well, you know, if I'm in line at any store, knowing how people can justify your murder, she stabbed this guy. She pulled out a knife and tried to stab him because he complained about her horrendous stench.
Well, at least she kind of gave him the warning shot. You know, a lot of times you're standing in line and you're kind of trapped. And there is no warning shot. It's just like, oh, and you're trapped. What can you do?
Yeah, it's...
People are just gross.
Well, I mean, I don't know that I ever heard an... Well, there was... I've told you that story about that date with Janet, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Just... it was one of our first times out. We went to this place called the 1800 Club in Miami. And there was an elderly couple sitting at the bar, and he apparently had real serious issues. But his farts sounded like somebody when you pinch the top of a balloon. But it was a symphony, because it was pretty much nonstop. It was just a matter of the pitch of the cheese that he was cutting that changed. And I'm sitting here with this beautiful woman. Oh, you're going to love the 1800 Club. Great food.
Yeah.
It's private. You know, and so we're sitting in this very elegant booth, and they're at the bar. Their back's to us, and just, you know that sound? Top of balloon. No, it's squeaky. He was squeaky. That's much more. And we were a good 10 feet away.
But I would have been sick.
Well, the aroma never wafted our way, but it was hard to have a straight conversation. Yeah. Of course, they're an old couple. You don't want to hurt their feelings.
I mean, now that's kind of sad.
That time, and the story I told earlier
all
about
right.
the sexual harassment seminar.
Just doing it with my mouth.
Not me.
Where it was hard not to laugh. Those are two times where it was almost impossible not to laugh.
How do you not laugh? It just did happen.
I have a question, and this is a serious question.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What is it about bodily functions that men find so fascinating that they have to demonstrate it or talk about it? Or I have never understood that. Women are like, you know, we don't normally discuss things like that, or really, it's not that it's taboo, but it's just in polite company.
I can answer that.
And men are just enthralled with the whole idea.
I can answer your question with a question.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Exactly.
That explains it all.
It's the old Dennis Miller line. Why do kids think farts are hysterically funny? Because farts are hysterically funny.
Farts are funny.
Yeah, some of them are quite comical. Or you could get stabbed. You just don't know.
Exactly.
This is a huge month at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And this year, for the month of May, they have conducted their Memorial Day sales event all month long with substantial discounts on certified pre-owns. One example of many that demonstrate the significance of these price cuts. A 2017 certified pre-owned Nissan Murano, which has low mileage warranty left on, and warranty you can extend to 100,000 miles. It was $21,998, just about $22,000, now down to $19,828. And there's example after example of those kind of discounts on the certified pre-owned selection at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, if you've had credit issues that have kept you trapped in a vehicle you really despise, I would check with the credit department at Jack Green, because they work with dozens of banks. They've got great people there. Even if you've had an event bankruptcy, they can get you done. It's an amazing finance team, and that's how you restore credit, buying something and building, rebuilding your credit track record. Work for me. The inventory is all available online at jackingram.com. See Tip Tame's a great group of people. I've known them for 14 years over there. That's a stable group. It's an incredible operation run by some really terrific people. And you'll have the most unused car shopping experience ever at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Sky Watch checking around the river region, and our traffic is returning to a more normal pace. It's Friday afternoon, though, so you're going to have a lot of folks rolling with you no matter which way you go. The boulevard is back to stop and go at the traffic lights. The interstates are moving along pretty well. We still see a little bit of a slowdown in the downtown area on 85 South. And as we look at the 31s, we don't see any problems if that's your route out of town. Be careful on your way home. Watch the traffic around you, and let's get home safely. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop professionals and spa. It's fashion. Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you love great barbecue and great music? Then head to the Pusa Q at Wind Creek, Montgomery on Saturday, June 15th for the grand